AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, there is talk of invoking the 25th Amendment to get President Trump out of office.
The president is unfit. And the president is unwell.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is on board, and so is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We are in a very difficult place in our country as long as Donald Trump still sits in the White House.
Pelosi says if the vice president and the cabinet don't invoke the 25th Amendment, Congress may consider impeachment. A member of the Trump cabinet, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, has resigned. President-elect Joe Biden is squarely placing the blame for what happened at the Capitol on President Trump. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Biden called it 4 years in the making.
He unleashed an all-out assault on our institutions of our democracy from the outset.
And says yesterday was the culmination, inciting an attack on the Capitol by what Biden called insurrectionists and domestic terrorists.
Don't dare call them protesters.
Biden spoke while introducing his Justice Department team, led by Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, whom he says will revitalize institutions badly damaged under Trump.
We need to restore the honor, the integrity, the independence of the Department of Justice in this nation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says there is a noticeable security change at the Capitol.
We began erecting a 7-foot non-scalable fence.
The U.S. Attorney for D.C. says all options are on the table for charging the rioters at the Capitol. One of the people who died of a medical emergency yesterday was the founder of a pro-Trump social media site. On the day of the Capitol attack, the U.S. recorded nearly 3,900 coronavirus deaths, the most so far during the pandemic. Stocks higher, the Dow up 211 points. This is AP News. Some NBA players took a knee last night to protest the violence at the U.S. Capitol. Philadelphia 76ers coach Doc Rivers pointed out the crowd in D.C. was mostly white.
If you're a black American, it definitely touches you. In a different way. This is not a black thing. This is an American thing again today, and we shouldn't turn it into that. But it definitely makes you think, for sure.
Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr pointed to a lack of a forceful response from law enforcement.
But heaven forbid a 12-year-old black boy carry a toy gun in a park, or a 15-year-old black boy walk home from a store with a bag of Skittles, or a young black male run through the neighborhood on a jog. Heaven forbid any of those things happen.
Kerr said the violence was the natural result of months of President Trump spreading unproven fraud allegations after losing the election to Joe Biden. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save.